Okay, excellent. We're up to Simon Tofei Shlamet Tes. We just started Sif Hey. We're in the middle of the Ramah, and we're discussing the really relevant halachas. What happens if you're in the sukkah and it's raining? What are you meant to do? So first we discussed yesterday how much rain is considered rain. So we learned that if it spoils your tafshil, if it spoils your supper, you know you can go in. That your mitzvah, that's not the kind of, you wouldn't eat normally like that, so you're not expected to eat like that on Sukkot Eve, and you can just go inside. The Ramah does continue, and he says the following. V'kolze, I'm 2 lines from the bottom of the page. V'kolze dafke, this is only with regards to B'shah Yomim, this is only with regards to the remaining days of Sukkot, Oilelu, so the remaining nights of Sukkot, Shel Sukkot of Sukkot. Avalaino Rishona, however, and that's a really interesting topic. Laino Rishona, the first night of Sukkot. Tzorich lechol, a person needs to eat. First night of sukkah, the person needs to eat, says the Ramah, kezayis besukkah, kezayis in the sukkah, af im kshomim yoyirdim. Even if it's raining, you need to eat the first kezayis in the sukkah. Veikadosh besukkah, says the Ramah on the top page of 210. Veikadosh besukkah, kedei sheim azman, ala sukkah, should make kiddush in the sukkah, and it should say the baruch v'shech yonu. Now, why is that? Why is it that a person needs to eat in the sukkah, even when it's raining? On the first night. All the other nights we understand very well. All the other days and nights we understand why a person doesn't have to eat in the sukkah when it's raining, because you are mitztayer, you're uncomfortable, you're not meant to eat in a sukkah when it's uncomfortable. Teishu came to do, you don't have to, if it's not the normal type of living that you're not expected to eat if in the sukkah if it's raining. So why is the first night different? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's based on the machlokes shonim. And he says in Sif Katan, Lamed Hey, Avolaylo. The Af. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avolaylo, the Av Shemitztayer, although he's uncomfortable, Machmas Hageshem, because of the rain, the Kol Mitztayer, and everybody who's a Mitztayer, who's in agony, Potu, is exempt Mesukah from Mitzvah Sukkah, Svir Leila Ramah, the Ramah holds, Kedas HaPoiskim, like the opinions, the Sovrim, who hold, the Belaylo Rishoyna, that on the first night, Af mitzta'er chayev. On the first night, even somebody who is mitzta'er, somebody who is uncomfortable, is chayev in the sukkah. Ve'tamam, and their reasoning of those poskim. The kivan, the gamrin, chamisha osa mechagamatzois, since we learn, the 15th from Pesach, legamri gamrin, we compare it completely. Ma hosom, bechol gamne chayev, just like over there with regards to matzahs, you need to eat matzahs even if it's raining, right? Eating matzahs even if it's raining. First night, right? Raining. It doesn't make a difference, raining, not raining. You need to eat matzahs. So similarly, af besukkah is kain. Also with regards to sukkahs, it's also like that. And you need to eat, there's no exemption of mitzta'er on the first night of sukkah. So really, this is a very interesting topic. What it boils down to is that some rishonim hold, that's the opinion of the Ramah. That since we learn the obligation to eat, we know that on the first night, we have an obligation to eat the kezayis. So that's very obviously, that's a different type of obligation than the rest of the days of sukkahs. Therefore, you have the obligation to eat. So who says that you have got a ptur of mitzvah? You need to eat that kezayis. So that's a different obligation altogether. That's nothing to do with sukkah. That's just an obligation to eat the kezayis. Now you need to eat the kezayis. You need to eat in the sukkah. They hold. And it's not relevant the fact that you're mitzvah, you're uncomfortable. So you need to eat the kezayis according to those who showed him in the sukkah, even if it's raining, there's no ptur mitzvah. Others who showed him disagree. And they hold, no. If you have an obligation to eat something, whatever it may be, if there's an obligation to eat a kezayis on sukkahs, in the sukkah, then obviously it's going to be a ptur of mitzvah. It can't be that if you're eating in the sukkah and it's rain, it's storming and it's raining and you have to eat in the sukkah. It can't be because you are mitzvah ultimately. So this is the machlokes rishonim. And the Ramah over here holds that you need to eat in the sukkah even if it's raining, the first night of sukkahs. He does continue, Mishnah Berurah says the following, V'da, deyesh oit migdoyle rishonim. So there is other rishonim who hold. The sviralu, the gzereshov zu lav davke lahachasya. The gzereshov is not telling you all the way that you have to eat in the sukkah when it's raining. Ve'en lechalek b'lala rishonim l'shayom. So other rishonim is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah, other rishonim, I just explained. Or Rishonim holds that no. If it's raining, you don't have to eat in sukkah even in the first night. Ve'alkein hichiu. That's really what we need to know. These next few lines of Mishpat, that's halacha lemaisa. Ve'alkein hichiu kam achroinim. Some achroinim paskenim. Da'af demechoyev lechol besukkah. Machmas asofek. Yes, if it's raining, you do need to eat in the sukkah. But Birkas Leisha Basuka, but with regards to Bochov Leisha Basuka, lo yevorich. You may not make the Bochov Leisha Basuka. Why is that? The Sofik Bochas Lokel, because Sofik Bochas will you need, and ultimately these Rishonim hold that you can't make Leisha Basuka now, because why do some Rishonim hold you can't make Leisha Basuka? Because you're part of the Sukkah. That's right. According to the Rishonim hold that you don't have to eat in the Sukkah when it's raining, even on the first night, they hold that you can't make a Bochov Leisha Basuka. Because you're uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, so you can't make a bochol leishah besukkah. So now, okay, so far so good, but now it's getting a bit more complicated. So far, what have we learned? The machlokes is showing him if you need to eat in the sukkah when it's raining on the first night. Okay, so what would you have paskah now? If it's raining, what are you going to do? What would you do? No, what would you do? Based on what we learned now.
I should start to ask a question.
Okay.
Now you're asking me a question. I was just thinking practically, because it's very thick. So I was thinking, practically speaking, I can't remember the last time it rained the first night over here. If it's raining very heavily,
it's even going to very good.
Do the roof, make kiddush, wash, have a gazayas, put the roof back on. Okay. Is it the fact that
very good? Very interesting. Very good. You're saying two interesting points. Let's wait a second, because some of it's going to be answered shortly. But what would you say based on what we've learned now? What are you going to do? First night, so because it's raining, what would you do?
Wait.
Now, where do you get... That's what you would do, because that's what Shmuel is going to say soon, you have to do that. But based on what we learned now, do you have to wait?
Since you're
potting it, so therefore... very good. So, right, well, you're that's right. What you're saying is very interesting. Okay, but the truth is, you're right. The truth is, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. But the truth, there's a step, I just want to get this clear, that there's two stages of it. First stage is that, really, there's a machlokes rishonim as to whether you need in the sukkah when it's raining or not. Okay, we paskan that you're going to eat in the sukkah, but you're not going to make leisha b'sukkah. So really, up to what we learned now, you could just go when it's raining, you go in the sukkah, and you don't make a leisha b'sukkah. You just go in the sukkah, and you eat, even if it's pelting, and you eat in the sukkah, whatever happens. So that really, if you have fulfilling the mitzvah, so you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you're not making a bocha, that's fine. And if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, that's also fine. You don't have to, because you're a mitzvah, you're exempt, and you don't make a bocha anyway, so it's fine. So you'd be, as we say in Yiddish, you're dancing on both chasnas. You can't lose out by eating in the sukkah. But now we're learning that, and that's exactly what you're pointing out, that's similar to what you're pointing out as well, that it's not good enough. And that's what do you do when it's raining on the first night? Do you wait as well?
No.
You don't wait. Oh, okay, but the Mishnah Berurah is going to say now that we're going to have to wait. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah the following. The oit kosvu, they also write, the ro'ui lehamtin ad chatzoy salayla. It is proper, top of page 210, to wait ad chatzoy salayla until midnight. That's quite late. Pen yavoy rageshem, meaning if it's pelting now, you may not go to the sukkah, so some achronim say, and eat in the sukkah whilst you're getting wet. One second. It's roit, it's proper. Because I shouldn't say may not. You're right, thank you for counting. Yeah. You should wait. Penya, because maybe the rain is going to wait. The im yavoir, because if the rain is, because if the rain goes away, if the rain passes, im yavoir, yikonais le sukkah vivoch, bekas le shabbat sukkah vivochal. Because if the rain is, you should wait, says the Mishnah. If you can, wait. Do you know why you should wait? Because if the rain is stopping, then you're going to go in the sukkah, and what are you going to make? You're going to eat with a bracha. And he says that we want you to gain the ideal fulfillment of the mitzvah by making a bracha. So you should wait, if you can. Can I just finish the Mishnah Berurah? You should wait, and then you're going to make a bracha. V'yoytzeh b'zeh mitzvah aseh l'kul am, and then you're fulfilling that according to all opinions. And then he adds, and this is one of the places, I must say, we see the ge'oynus. Somebody once pointed this out to me, and I think it's very true. We see, you know, every Mishnah Berurah that we see nearly, you see the goodness of the Mishnah Berurah. What an unbelievable depth of the Mishnah Berurah. It's not hard to realize and recognize the unbelievable wisdom and encyclopedic knowledge of the, that's not hard to recognize. But in a few places in the Mishnah Berurah, you actually see his tzidkus. You don't always see the tzidkus of the Mishnah Berurah. On a regular page of Mishnah Berurah, you don't see his tzidkus. But here and then, the Mishnah Berurah can't hide his unbelievable beauty of his middos and his ways. And this is one of the places that we're going to come across now. The next few lines, we're going to see not only the Geoness of the Mishnah Berurah, of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, but also the beauty of his middos. Whenever I look at this Mishnah Berurah, it's just an awesome Mishnah Berurah this. It's awesome. Look what he says. V'yesh me'achonim. So me'achonim write, de'ein kedai lehamtin kol kach. It is not proper to wait. You want to wait in order to make a bochum relationship with Sukkah? Because the im yamtin, because if you're going to wait, im achilas b'nei beiso agdoelim v'aktanim, you've got children. You've got children waiting. You want to wait until midnight? And that's when you're going to make relationship with Sukkah, says the Mishnah Berurah? You've got children. You've got children. You've got wife and children. Ein lecha menia simchas yom tov yoyisem izeh. There's nothing more in contradiction to Simchas Yom Tov than waiting. They're hungry. The wife worked hard for the Yom Tov meal, and you're going to wait there. Everything is getting dry, and it's getting cold, and it's getting... It's not right. It's not right. Don't do that. V'chen be'eli rabbe v'prima godim lo yizkiru shir chatzois. Or rak shor kashor shtayim. Even the prima godim who is machmi says, just wait a little bit. Don't wait until midday. You can wait a little bit. You wait a little bit, but don't wait long. V'im loy pasku yasa az kiddush besuk mishkas ha'amo. Wait a little bit, but don't wait long. It's not fair. You got hungry children, you got hungry wife, you got guests, you got people. It's not right to wait. And this is called being firm. In Yiddish we call it being firm on yenem's cheshben. You are okay to wait. You want to fulfill the mitzvah, but who is suffering from it? Your family is suffering from it. It's just not right. This is such a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Such a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. And if you look in the Shai HaTzion, it goes even more beautiful. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that in Sifkot and Samach Zayin, he says, top line, he says, if you're uncomfortable because of that, then for sure you can't. And he says in the brackets, imagine you invited poor people to come to the meal. Surely they probably didn't eat anything all day. They're hungry and they're in agony now. You may not wait. If you've got visitors, you may not wait. It's raining. Make kiddush. Don't make leisha besukah and go inside and eat and cover up the roof. Don't wait. It's not fair to wait. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. What a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. What a beautiful Shalat Sim, what a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. That it's just not right to wait. That's what you think that you're being a machmir. Really what you're doing is just it's the wrong thing to do. What do you think about this, Abbo Yisai? Yeah, what do you think about it? It's beautiful, no? It's, pardon? Shalom Bais. Definitely Shalom Bais. It's just... If you're single, you don't, and you don't, if you're single and you're doing it on your own, yeah, I suppose there is, yeah, you should probably wait, yeah?
Also, you
should.
You can't be happy if you're by yourself.
That's true as well. It's true. I mean, Mishnah Berurah does point out as well, if you're hungry and you're tired and you can't...
Many years ago, about this Brislav guy from Stamford Hill.
I don't know anything about it.
He was by himself in the Sukkah. He wasn't,
Right. Yeah.
Story, never mind.
Right. Okay. I think it's so important to see that we've got over here chumrah, right? You should eat in the sukkah when it's raining. Yes, you should eat in the sukkah when it's raining on the first night. You should. The question was only what about are you going to do about the bracha of leisha besukkah? So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says some rishonim hold that you should wait. Some achronim say you should wait in order that you can fulfill the mitzvah properly in making a bracha. But on that, he says that you shouldn't, down that, the Chofetz Chaim said that don't do that if it's on somebody else's cheshbon. If you're going to end up, somebody else is going to wait, and the food is going to get all dried up and cold, or burnt, or whatever it may be, and then somebody else suffering from that, you may not do that chumrah. Go into the sukkah, make kiddush, don't make leisha besukah, and go for it. Yeah.
Apologies if I didn't really understand which one. Two things. Number one, this is Roy
Nahamtin. Yeah, he's...
Normally, if you're paskin, it's quite clear that he's paskining. And when it's Roy, it doesn't sound like it's psak. It sounds like it's
yeah, this was a quote... Yeah, correct, a recommendation. The truth is, this was actually a quotation of some achronim. So he's just quoting the achronim, because even the achronim, they don't really say, you must. They're just very... As you're saying, they're recommending it. Even those achronim. But he's going a step further. So even that recommendation, Chofetz Chaim adds to that, I wouldn't recommend that recommendation if you've got children and wives.
Right. And the other question is, so can you, once you've made mitzvah, you've made kiddush, and then the sun comes out, then it stops raining and you open the roof, you can't then make a leishem?
You could. The truth is we're going to get to that as well in Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah, you could. You could and you should. You could and you should.
So you're not losing out the monitor?
True. You're not. Yeah, it's true. It's true. As far as it's true, really, it's true. Yeah, but we're going to see that Mishnah Berurah pointing this out. Yeah. So this is what. Yeah. So does that all make sense? Does that all make sense? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Going to your point. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Vav. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah is actually on. I should really do the Mishnah Berurah now. Can I just before we go see Vav, your point that you mentioning Mishnah Berurah said over here. So before we go and see Vav, maybe let's point out your point. If you look in Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, Sefkat Lamed Vav, it's quite a long Mishnah Berurah, but in the middle he says Ve'im Pasku Akshamim, and that's the point that you're making. So he says Ve'im Pasku Akshamim. What happens if you? So let's say you made Kiddush. It was raining. It was pelting. You made Kiddush. You went inside because it was pelting. You made Kiddush, you went inside after the Kazayas, you went inside. And then after half an hour, you're up to the, where are you up to? And then it stops raining. It stops raining when you are up to the, when it just, what?
Main course.
Yeah, okay, so that's what happens. In Pesach Akshom, if the rain is stopping, and he said that not only if you're up to the main course, but even if you're benched completely. Alachid akademes. Toich lechol oida pam kashir beitza v'mat yoyse besuker v'och leishe besuker. So that's an important point. If it's stopping to rain before midnight, and you're even finished eating your meal, you've had your dessert, you've benched everything, now you saw, you know what? It's stopping to rain now. You should now go out, make a leishe besuker on kazais. You should do that, says the Mishnah Berurah. K'delot says das ha-poiskim l'svir alu, in order to fulfill the opinions of old, the enu yoytze b'mashiachal b'eis ha-geshem. Because I saw, according to some opinions, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah while it was raining. That's what he says. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. Yeah, just to point this out. Okay, seivov. Ha-yo-oichal b'sukkah v'yodu k'shomim. If he was eating in the sukkah and rain started, and he went to his house, and the rain stopped. The halacha is, once you've started eating inside because of rain, you don't have to really, normally speaking, you don't have to go back outside. You don't have to go back. You're in the middle of eating, the Torah is not matriach you to go back outside. Yeah, what do you think if you've got a roof? What would be the halacha if you've got a roof? So you put the roof down, it started raining, you close the roof. What's the halacha then? And then it stopped raining.
You don't have to put it?
No. Don't have to put it? What do you think about it,
sir? Did you make a bracha first?
No. So again, what happened was that it rained and you closed the roof. You closed the roof. Correct. Or you know what? Yeah. And you closed the roof. And now it stopped raining. Do I have to open up the roof, or can I just stay like this? The reason I'm asking, because Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that if you've got a sukkah without a roof, and it started raining outside, you put everything inside the house. And now it stopped raining. The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, you don't have to go out again. You don't have to go out again to the sukkah again. You can carry on your meal. It's not raining outside, it's nice weather outside. You can continue the meal in the house. You don't have to go back in the sukkah. So I'm asking, is that the same with regards to closing the roof? The roof is, you shut the roof because it was raining. No. Now it stopped raining. Do you have to open it or can you keep it closed?
It's not a tircha, really.
It's not a tircha.
It depends how you're doing with your roof.
Okay, it's not a tircha, so...
It's something
depends on the roofs. If it's a tircha, sometimes it is a tircha.
Yeah?
Yeah,
but do you still have an opportunity to make a broccoli?
No, for this meal you won't. Say for this meal you won't.
No,
you know,
you're saying even if you finish benching,
are you talking about the first night or the other nights? Because this Shulchan Aruch is actually teaching not only the first night, it would be any other night, any other day as well. If it's raining, you went inside the house, and it stopped raining, it's fine, you can stay in your house.
I'm just trying to clarify when You haven't said later the sukkah, but can you at any stage now?
Say you didn't make. Say you're not going to be able to make. Say you even if you won't be able.
It stopped raining.
But I've started. I'm in the middle of a meal. I'm having a main course, and I'm in my dining room. Okay. Now the question is, do I have to go back outside to eat my dessert? Finish up, or can I just stay in? So Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that if you don't have to go into sukkah. The Chachamim will not matriach you to do like that, stepping in and out. You can stay inside them. So that's what the Chachamim matriach. The question is, what about the roof? If it started to rain, you close the roof, and now it stopped raining. You have to open it up again, or can you just stay like this? Wouldn't sound right. Wouldn't be Rosh Hashem. I think that if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Zayin, Hu Adin Shoyodin Kshamim Kshu Beveisoy Ochal Beveisoy Ein Tzorich Lifsak Sudosoy Beveisoy Lo Goyim Beveisoy. Okay, for me you don't see so much, but the point that the halacha is, why is it that a person who's eating in the who's eating in the house now, because it's raining, why is it he doesn't have to go back outside?
Because you need to a bench where you sat down.
Okay. It's a good point, actually. But that's not the main reason. The main reason is because of Tech. They didn't ask you to do that Tech. You don't have to go out again. It's a good point you're making about benching.
Why your question coming up then?
Exactly, very good. So you're right. So according to that, the truth, you're right. So the answer is that, you're quite right. Therefore, the halacha is that with regards to a roof, the halacha is that actually one should, if it stopped raining, and it's not too much of a techa, which I think in most cases it's not too much of a techa, one has to open the roof again. Sometimes it's not possible because it's really really heavy because of the rain, and the rain doesn't like... If it really is a techa, then it's true to say halacha will apply. But generally speaking, a roof is not considered a techa. It's not comparable techa than schlepping everything in and out. It's not comparable techa. And therefore, according to many poskim, you will have to open the roof again when it stops raining. Halachic requirement. Right. Okay. Seif Zayin. What happens if a person is sleeping in the sukkah? And it's starting to rain. You're having this nice dream, and then suddenly you feel that. Yeah? So, but and you're going inside your house because it's starting to rain. You're just making yourself comfortable. It's just that, just before you're falling asleep, you know, that stage just before you're falling asleep. That's when you realize it's not, you can't hear the rain anymore. It's not raining anymore. Now, ein matrichin. Again, Chacham will not matriach him to go back in the sukkah. It's fine. Carry on sleeping. Sweet dreams. You'll be all right. Don't have to go back in the sukkah just because it stopped raining. You can stay in where you are. Call Ois Aladi the entire night. So you can carry on sleeping in your house. Until the next morning. And you're waking up from your sleep. That's fine. You can stay there. You can stay in your bed. Yes. Very good. That's exactly what the Ramo is saying. Your question is actually what the Ramo is pointing out. Exactly. You don't have to wake up first thing and then, you know, put the alarm clock for 5:32. Yeah, so you don't have to do that. You can just, you don't have to get waken up. You can just carry on. Yeah. Okay. What happens if a person, what would be the halacha? If a person is starting to sleep in the sukkah? And then afterwards, he's getting out, because of the rain, he's getting out of the sukkah. And he's making himself, he's taking his cover and everything, he's putting back in the house. And just before he's actually getting back into his, he's getting all excited for his bed. And just before he's actually going to the bed, he realizes that it stopped raining. He hasn't gone into the bed. What's the halacha then? It stopped raining now. What's the halacha then?
It's the same principle. It's still a tzircha. You've taken it, you have to take it.
It's a tikh of schlepping everything in and out. But look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah over here says, in Tzivkot Mem, Ma'en matrichin oisit, dafrik sheshochav kvad, is only if he's actually lying down already. Avin ima adayin lo yishochav, but if he's not lying down yet, yachzor le sukkah, he should go back into the sukkah. But then, listen to what you're saying, you're mamash mecham, look at the poskim. Uvesefer big de yasha, Some achronim hold, they're not so sure about that, and they claim precisely your point. Since he has slept in all the pillows and the covers, he slept it in. Could be that you don't have to slap it all back in. Mamash like the mama matcha. So that, no, if you slept everything back in, you don't have to. You can stay where you are. It's fine, even if you're not actually going into. So in other words, if it's like raining, you don't have to rush. even if you're not mamash in your bed yet, and it's raining according to those achronim, and it's like it's not raining so strong anymore, it's fine. You can stay in bed. You don't have to go. You won't have to go. You won't have to go back into the sukkah.